Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
2025 Knysna Oyster Festival, proudly brought to you by Food Lovers Markets. I can't believe it's that time of the year again.
Funny you should say something down under.
Yeah.
Because that's where you'd find
the oysters.
The oysters. Down under.
Down under.
By down under, we don't mean in Australia.
No.
We mean down under the sea right here in Knysna.
Is that your Australian accent, Lee?
That's my Australian accent, mate.
Craig Bowling, Lee.
Hello, Governor.
What?
Oh, goodness.
Are you okay? All right, well, let's talk about the 2025 Knysna Oyster Festival, proudly brought to you by Food Lovers Market. It happens from the 4th until the 13th of July. We've been promised a feast of food, cultural, sporting, adventure experiences. We've got live music, wine festival, arts and crafts. But on the line, we're joined by the Executive Deputy Mayor of Knysna, Councillor Morten Gerica. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I like the vibe.
You want to give us your best shot at an Australian accent, Councillor?
You can have oysters. That's the best I can do.
All right, listen, tell our listeners what they can look forward to this year at the festival.
Yeah, look, Knysna is obviously, let me first greet your listeners or our listeners and our beautiful residents of Knysna. The festival kicks off with the iconic Knysna Forest Marathon on the first week, which is July the 5th, followed by the accelerating Knysna cycle tour on the second weekend, which is July 11th till the 13th of July. But it's not just about sport. There's food. Food can be indulged in events like oyster sucking and cooking competitions, a wine festival, which you have mentioned previously or earlier on as well. Pizza and pasta festival, oyster champion cruises, and then obviously the dessert, farfare or warfare, where local chefs showcase their sweetest creations. I don't know how they're going to make the sweet oysters or how they're going to do it. But yeah, that is what they're going to do. There's lots of live entertainment and parties, cultural events and markets. So yeah, our theme this year is it is time to come out of your shell like an oyster.
Oh, love that. Love that. Yeah, that's stunning.
You need to unpop.
Absolutely.
And our program is basically centered around having fun while you enjoy the beautiful Knysna.
Councillor, the festival, in as far as I've seen or read, has been running for 42 years. It was initiated in 1983, but back then it was known as the Knysna Winter Festival. Now, I was going to ask you, about the sport extravaganza, but you did touch on that. You spoke about the cycle tour. So let me ask, considering the festival has been running for 42 years, which is incredible, what does it mean for the economy of Knysna and surrounding areas to have an initiative of this nature?
Yes, look, something like this. It brings obviously our communities together from not just from Knysna, but also from other spheres of the continent, so to speak, which will obviously open up a lot of opportunities for our people that is basically in a disadvantaged position, and obviously. With the sporting events like your Forest Marathon, it's one of the famous events. Basically, there's also become like a bucket running list event for runners. Additionally, the sports fair offers a platform of various sports federations and showcase their disciplines. So it opened up a large variety of components that you can put together in order to enhance our economy. in Eisner.
Councillor, just to wrap up, it's twofold. Firstly, why is the festival so perfect for the families? And where can people find out more information regarding the festival?
Look, there's something for everybody. Every person can basically do something. You bring your children. There is a fun fest for the kids. So while you're having and enjoying a good glass of wine, your child will be taken care of. And families are the heart of Neisner Oyster Festival. And because of the plenty entertainments that is there, there's also an adventure and nature family experience where families can embark on guide walks, sports love, locating wildlife like the Neisner Louis, and enjoy the natural beauty of the area. So yeah, the Oyster Festival on Facebook. There's also the Neisner Oyster Festival website where people can go onto, which is www.neisneroysterfestival.co.za. And then also we are reachable on Facebook and Instagram. In summary, the 2025 Oyster Festival promises an exciting mix of sports, as I say, and delicious food entertainment for amal. For everybody.
That is very nice, na?
Very nice.
You had me at the wine. I'm assuming there is a beer tent.
There's enough wine. If you a beer lover, we will give you the Zamalek from that.
Thank you so much, Councillor Morten Gerica, for joining us this morning. Algo FM, of course, is the proud media partner of the 42nd Neisner Oyster Festival. We'll see you between the 4th and the 13th of July. Thank you.
100% looking forward, and thanks for having me.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.